On Friday, November 10, the Luke Sear Foundation hosted a gala event at the Water Tower Inn to raise awareness of and funds for veterans and first responders struggling with mental illness. The Vision Poems, Ripple Effects Charity Gala raised $10,000 for the Caddy School for Soldiers, a veteran nonprofit that aims to help veterans work through physical injuries and or post-traumatic stress, PTS, by bringing them to St. Andrews in Scotland for a month to train to become caddies. The theme of the evening centered on the ripple effects, the profound impact one individual can have on a wider community, says a news release issued by the Luke Sear Foundation. By attending, participants not only supported a noble cause but also became part of a transformative journey from despair to hope, from isolation to a supportive community. Full text of the news release follows. On the eve of Remembrance Day, as Canadians paid tribute to the sacrifices of veterans, active soldiers, and fallen servicemen, Luke Sear and his charitable organization, the Luke Sear Foundation, illuminated the often overlooked struggles with mental illness that many veterans and first responders face during and post-service. In this spirit of remembrance and awareness, Luke hosted a gala that highlighted another crucial battle, the fight against mental illness among those who have served. Taking place at the Water Tower Inn's Pavilion, the Vision Poems, Ripple Effects Charity Gala raised $10,000 for the Caddy School for Soldiers. The event, blending story, poetry, and shared experiences, aimed to create a ripple effect of healing, awareness, and support for those battling PTSD and mental health issues. Luke, a veteran with 4 operational deployments, once to Bosnia and thrice to Afghanistan, shared his harrowing journey into darkness and his eventual path to embracing the light. He recounted the increasing difficulty returning home after each tour and his progressive withdrawal from family and friends. Luke spoke candidly about his turn to substance abuse and despair, giving a vivid picture of his struggles to return to civilian life after 13 years of military service. The narrative reached a heartbreaking moment when he described the darkest moment in his life. October 30, 2021, he attempted to take his own life. From this low point, Luke's story took a hopeful turn. He shared how he found solace in the Caddy School for Soldiers and how caddying at Cape Breton became a beacon of hope, leading him to establish his foundation. Through his emotional narrative, Luke emphasized his renewed connections with family and friends and his dedicated mission to support others facing similar challenges. The evening also featured guest speaker Steve Ogilvie, a fellow graduate of the Caddy School for Soldiers. With a 24-year military career that has taken him to Kosovo, Bosnia, Afghanistan and Ukraine, Steve opened up about his own mental illness and his initial reluctance to seek help. He recounted a heart-wrenching moment of separation from his 2-year-old son, a consequence of his wife's plea for him to get the assistance he needed. A significant turning point in Steve's life came when Luke introduced him to the Caddy School for Soldiers, a move he credits with saving his life. Now, reunited with his family and poised for retirement from the military, Steve shared his newfound purpose, "I'm going to go and caddy down in Cabot." He reflected on his experience there last year, "I felt so proud of myself, and I am so thankful for having the friends I have and for a man like Luke," he said, pointing to Luke with a smile. The theme of the evening centered on the ripple effects, the profound impact one individual can have on a wider community. By attending, participants not only supported a noble cause but also became part of a transformative journey from despair to hope, from isolation to a supportive community. In his closing remarks, Luke Sear, visibly moved, posed a poignant question to the attendees, "What if we can save just one life?" Building on this sentiment, the evening's MC and Luke's brother, Sean Sear, a Sault Ste. Marie police officer, added a compelling call to action. "These men and women have fought to save us, and now it's our turn to try and save them." This powerful statement underscored the gala's purpose, uniting attendees in a shared commitment to support those who have bravely served yet silently struggle. As the evening concluded, the sense of community and shared purpose was palpable, echoing the Sear brothers' call to action, to bring more individuals from the shadows into the light. For those who wish to contribute to this vital cause, donations can be made online.